Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold on to your hats, it's time for another episode of Homo Sapiens Extra. William, are you ready? Are you strapped in?
I've got my bootstraps pulled up and I'm ready to go.
Feel the wind in your hair of feedback from our wonderful listeners. This is where we will be talking about your thoughts of our interview with Britain's first out Muslim drag queen, Asifa Lahore. We will be delving into our wormholes of the week, and some lucky listener wins a t-shirt for Review of the Week on Apple Podcasts.
Correct, Amanda.
How does that sound to you?
You're like a well-oiled wheel, Chris, the way it slips out of your mouth like olive oil.
We are here to talk about feedback from our interview with Asifa Lahore, Britain's first out Muslim drag queen, which has had a really brilliant reaction on Twitter, on Instagram, on Foursquare. And let's start with a wonderful email we've had from an anonymous listener who says, "Dear Chris and Will, I want to say how wonderful I am finding listening to you. It's helping me to accept myself more as a 27-year-old British Indian gay man. We've had a lot of great reaction from the British Indian community about Asifa's story, who as a Muslim drag queen who has transitioned or is transitioning." He says, "In particular, Asifa's brave and resonant story was inspiring and reassuring. What I love about this podcast is a perfect blend of domestic, psychological and political."
Psychopathic.
Psychological and psychopathic. "It is at the same time a reminder that gay people can live relatively normal lives, but that our fundamental experience is different and can be very hard, especially if we are born in communities with inherent biases like the Asian community. I also love hearing you talk about your daily lives, and one day I hope to have the courage to be open to my family about my sexuality and start to enjoy the mundane experiences with the people I care about the most, rather than having to lead a tiring, anxiety-inducing double life." Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm very grateful that you've got in touch to tell us that, and I hope we help in some tiny way, no?
I do believe this, that everyone reaches a tipping point where the pain of facing something becomes less than the pain of repressing it. And I hope that happens to you. I support you spiritually and emotionally. And it also made me think that often I think people within any community can spend too much time looking at the differences and going, well, I'm not like that, I'm not like this. And it's great to have, you know, areas where people can look at their similarities instead.
Guess who's been in touch?
Oh, no. Is it James Franco again?
It's Rona, who wrote in saying, "Can straight people stop?"
Oh, Rona.
When they write.
I think we're going to enjoy Rona. Now, I'm wondering how she's felt about some of the emails that came in. So,
Rona is the gift that keeps on giving. She says, "Hi, Chris and Will, it's me again, but don't worry, !! I just want to say a really sincere thanks for creating a friendly, engaging dialogue on your show. I almost had a heart attack when I heard my email on the show because I really didn't expect you to read it out. But I think it's amazing you guys embrace, discuss different viewpoints that might not necessarily please all your listeners." We just didn't have any other emails that week. That's not true. "I didn't consider that people might be mentioning that they are straight to try and amplify LGBT voices, which I think is really cool and admirable. I wish more people in real life had that attitude. Thanks again and lots of love, Rona."
Oh, Rona. I'm loving her.
Do you feel like you've made a friend for life there? Because I do.
I actually do. I feel like Rona should get a t-shirt because she's kind of listened to people and been open to...
Rona, you've got yourself a t-shirt. Send us your address. Something's been going on. I don't know why, what press has happened this week, but we have had literally zillions of emails from people saying, "Hello, please can I subscribe to the podcast on email?" I don't know why that is.
That means they're not able to.
I don't know. It's just like literally one every 2 minutes. One just came through. Another one came through.
Well,
Dawn, Janice, Emma.
Well, how interesting, because ever since I went on Sunday brunch and met George Ezra, there's some sort of sabotage going on, I feel.
Ah, yes, that would tally rather well.
Yeah.
Next up will be Fern Cotton's Happy Place trying to knock us off the top.
Happy Place, happy my ass.
Everyone's jumping on our bandwagon, aren't they? I mean, do they not know we invented the podcast? It was just campfires and green
jacket
fields
potatoes
before we started. William, are you ready to share your wormhole of the week?
Wormhole of the week this week. God, you know what? I don't have one. I've been that busy.
You must have been on some internet odyssey. I know you.
I'm not joking. Oh, well, maybe it's... Maybe I was talking... Well, it does come back to the dry stone walling. It's not really a wormhole, but I ended up at a wonderful artist's website called Andrew Goldsworthy, who works a lot with dry stone walling. I mean, I think I've hit a bit of a groove and I seem to be hammering it until no one else on this living planet will listen to me about it.
You've found your happy place.
I think I have. I think it happens with a dry stone wall. Many people would probably want me buried underneath it. I would say Andrew Goldsworthy, an artist, but I can't remember where I started.
Love Andrew Goldsworthy's work.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Leaves and shapes and stuff.
Oh, it's beautiful. What about you?
My wormhole of the week actually involved Ben Affleck, would you believe? So do you know The Hollywood Reporter, that American publication?
Yeah.
They do loads of amazing roundtable discussions. And so I was watching the director's one, and Patty Jenkins was on it, who directed Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm obsessed with Patty Jenkins. I think she's amazing. So then once you've watched one, you have to watch a million. And I went through like ones with Matt Damon and various other people. Then I ended up on Ben Affleck. And then there's been this big hoo-ha this week about his tattoo. Have you seen that? And then suddenly I was on some American celebrity gossip website dissecting whether his tattoo was real or not.
Does it say Jenny on the block? Jenny from the block?
It's probably covering Jenny from the block. But it was at that moment that I said to myself, this was supposed to be a 5-minute break and we are 37 minutes into it.
Did you end up getting a tattoo?
I did. I got a tattoo of an eagle across my face. Now, can I?
I think you've caught on to my obsession with birds of prey. Do you want to come on that course with
me? I'd love that. Can I tell you someone else who'd like to come?
Who?
Amy Rollison, who has sent us an email which says, Series 2, Episode 6, Chris's Kestrel and a huge thank you. Amy has drawn us a Kestrel.
Oh my God.
Which we are going to tweet. It's a beautiful drawing of a Kestrel. And she says, Dear Chris and Will, challenge accepted. I love Strictly Ballroom and I find drawing rather calming. So I hope you enjoy this little Kestrel as much as I enjoyed drawing him.
Oh.
And if you guys would like the actual picture, I'm more than happy to send it to an address of your choice. There is a beautiful picture of a Kestrel, which she has named Falco Tinunculus, a.k.a. Strictly Falcon.
She's amazing. She needs to get a T-shirt as well. I'm feeling generous this week.
Well, you know she wants tickets to Strictly. And do you know what she says at the bottom?
What?
She wants the royal box.
No, she didn't.
That's what you've promised.
Well,
can you deliver?
Of course I can deliver. No, she will get her ticket, so we need your address, please.
Please send us your address.
And also, no, we need to know when you want to come.
We've also had a great email saying, listening to your No Outsiders episode, I was sad to hear Will casually dismiss the idea of having children with friends. He called it a whole box of nightmare. I know various configurations of happy queer families, which have come from commitment between friends, including me. I help two female friends and we have a 2.5-year-old. Well, I think you were talking about your own friends though, weren't you?
I do think I was talking about my own sense of what it would be like. If I didn't make that clear, I apologise. And I'm sure it works for other people. For me, it just would be a whole box of nightmare.
I hear you there. Lots of various situations that work for different people. And congratulations on making it work.
Yeah. Right?
Should we head over to Apple Podcasts to select Review of the Week?
Yes. I mean, I'm amazed we've got some that they've managed to subscribe.
Volksy78 says, this is a great podcast and really insightful. Eifler Fruzel says, I have thoroughly enjoyed listening to these podcasts. Inspirational, joyous and informative. Joyous, that's you, William. Informative, that's me. It makes me feel like I belong. Thank you for doing this. What do we say to Eifler about that?
We say thank you and you get a T-shirt.
Do you think Eifler is Review of the Week?
The judges have spoken.
And who gets Kestrel of the Week?
Amy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell people how to get in touch with us. You can email Homo Sapiens... Oh, fucking hang on. You can You can email homosapienspodcast@me.com.
No. You can email hello@homosapienspodcast.com, or they can reach us via your Twitter, William, which is @WillYoung with the hashtag Homo Sapiens. N'est-ce pas?
Yes, n'est-ce pas? And I think we should do an outtake of all the times I get the email address wrong.
Should we buy every email address that you've ever mentioned as our email address? hello@myvintageantiques.com.
hello@rightmove.com.
mylinensmock.com.
God, now, I hope there's a website.
Please do get in touch, because this is nothing if it's not a conversation with you, our dear listeners. Thank you to our brand partner Smirnoff, who have enabled this diaspora of LGBT wonder wheel of colour and conversation.
God, that's
that
a good word.
That you listen to right now.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. It's quite good though, wasn't it?
I've got diasma. Oh no.
Next week,
we will be visiting the LGBT Foundation to talk about chemsex. Very informative, very interesting, emotional and honest.
I will see you on Thursday.
And next time we play Just a Minute.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Powered by Spirit Studios.